Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today we are talking 96 politics and the upcoming elections. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. It is Political Wednesday. That's right. This morning we started off the day with Congressman Mick Mulvaney on the I Love Ann show. We just talked to Todd Mullinex, who is running for mayor, and now I have Chip Griffin right here with us. He wants to be on the town council for Ward 4. Ward 4. So town council, you want to be on town council. Why?
Because I love 96. It's the greatest place in the world to be, and I am very service-oriented, always have been. And I'm not a sideline type person that sits on the sidelines and says.
No, you actually played sports.
You're right, right. So I want to actually get in there and make a difference. And I'm not a believer in sitting on the sideline and saying, I wish. You got to actually get in and make a difference.
Absolutely. Now, you are originally from 96.
Yes.
Okay, you said you call it the what now?
The Big Six.
The Big Six,
yes.
Okay, all
and
right.
We were at the University of South Carolina. That's where it was myself and about three of my closest friends, we all attended Carolina. Mm-hmm. And that's what we were known. No one knew Greg Griffin. No one knew my other friend's name. It's just when they saw all of us, it was 96, the Big Six. So
big
it kind of stuck.
All right. Now, you have, while we're talking about this, we should also talk about, you have so much faith in 96, you just opened a restaurant.
Yes. And it has been a blessing. It really has. We wanted an alternative. It was another one of those things of, you know, we were looking at what we have, and it was like, okay, let's add a little extra flavor to 96. So, you know, everything just kind of came together at the right time, and there we are. And it has been a blessing. The people of 96 have been real, real supportive. And
now, what exactly? Now, this is called Chip's Restaurant.
Yes.
Home-cooked meals.
Yes.
Catfish on Friday.
Yes.
Fresh vegetables.
Yes. Homemade desserts.
Oh, geez.
When
are you open?
Real macaroni.
Real macaroni.
Yeah.
We may have to close down on Fridays. Okay, no.
Yeah. Right now we're just open on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. The Fridays has really been great with our whole catfish. People in this area, we love our catfish, and so that's what we've tried to do, give the people what they want.
I guess, and you know how to fix it right.
Yes. Hand-breaded.
Okay, now what are the hours, just before we get to talk about a little more politics
On Fridays, we're open from 11:30 until 8.
Okay.
Saturdays, 11:30 until 8. And then Sundays, you can come and catch us for brunch that runs into lunch from 11:30 until 3.
Wow.
So we love to see our church members come in.
Sure.
Really. And we give a discount to them, too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, where exactly is this great restaurant,
okay.
Chip's Restaurant?
It's right down the street from the 96 Piggly Wiggly, also known as The Pig.
The Pig.
We're right down below The Pig in 96.
Okay.
We're sitting up, we're an old hilltop restaurant.
Okay.
So it's Chips on the Hill.
Chips on the Hill.
Chips on the Hill.
All right. Now, what do you do during the week?
I'm the senior center manager for 96. So I'm right there in the 96. That's under the umbrella of Piedmont Agency on Aging.
Sure.
Right here in Greenwood.
Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And that, too, helped inspire me to go into business with food preparation and food serving. It's a great agency to work for, and it's a great service to be a part of, you know, delivering meals and making it where people that have once been very strong and very able to do things for themselves can't, and we provide something for them. So that kind of, you know, has been a great transition from going from Meals on Wheels to what we're doing at the restaurant.
Absolutely. Meals on Wheels is a phenomenal program.
It is.
And, you know, they are only hampered by the amount of money that they can take in.
Right.
So the more money they're able to take in. And, of course, they always need volunteers, don't they?
Yes. You can't stress that enough.
That's right.
You know, time, it doesn't cost anything to give you time.
sure.
to something like that. And it really makes a difference with the people that you serve. When a lot of times we're the only ones that they may see all week.
Absolutely.
That brings that meal. So it's a big plus.
It is a big plus. And whether you do it yourself or whether you get an office group involved, there's a lot of ways to help out there.
Yes.
Now, okay, I want to ask you about your wife's name.
Okay.
All right. Your wife's name is?
Tawana Griffin.
Tawana.
She's a school teacher out at Brewer Middle School.
Okay.
Shout out to Brewer Middle School and all the Bulldogs. She's been there for 16 years. It's Tawana, but it's spelled like Tijuana.
Why was that?
Because,
I love these type of stories.
Because when she was born, her mom was looking at a cigar box. You know, Tijuana cigars. And she was like, well,
her dad was handing out cigars.
already. He knew what he had.
Right.
And so instead of, just totally copying the cigar box, she did change it up a little bit and made it Tawana. That's what we have.
And then you gave your daughter just a regular name, Victoria.
Yeah, but even with that, it has meaning. It's a combination. Her whole name, and she's going to probably kill me for giving this out on air. But,
and we'll be putting this as a podcast and on YouTube.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
But her name is a combination of my grandmother and Tawana's grandmother. Tawana's grandmother's name was Victoria,
mm-hmm.
and my grandmother's name had Lee, Mamie Lee.
Right.
So we just combined it to make Victoria Lee Griffin.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
And she may not appreciate you put it out there, but that's a beautiful name.
Well, thank you.
That's right. Now, where does she go to school?
She's at the University of South Carolina. She's a Gamecock. She's pursuing her master's right now.
Master's.
Mm-hmm.
What does she want to do?
She's a marketing major,
mm-hmm.
and she loves numbers. She loves promotion. She's not that. She's not necessarily a camera friendly person. She's not one to get out front, but she's definitely behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, she loves that.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's great. So you have a new restaurant you've opened.
Yeah.
You have a daughter at USC pursuing her master's degree. You've got a wife who's a teacher at Brewers. You've got a lot going on.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's fun. I mean, you know, and then I have to also say church. I love my church. I'm a member of Pine Pleasant Baptist Church, also in 96 on Brickyard Road. Just became a deacon down there, and I'm very proud of my faith, very proud of our church. And we're doing great things there, too.
Now, what do you see as the future of 96? You know, I mean, it's a small town. It's trying to grow. What do you see the future?
Well, I think the age of the mill is gone. But I do see room for small businesses, and we've got to be encouraging to business people. We also need to take advantage of two great treasures that we have, which is Lake Greenwood and Star Fort.
Mm-hmm.
Those are immeasurable of what it can do, not only for the Greenwood County area, but for the state of South Carolina. We've made great strides already, but the future can be very bright for those two things if we promote it correctly and get people in, get people knowing about it, get the local people appreciative of what we have. And I think we'll be further on the map than what we are.
Well, it's tough in today's economy, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, kudos to you for going ahead and opening a restaurant. I don't know if I wasn't already in business as many years as I've been in business and all that it's been this last few years, whether I would attempt to open a business. What made you open the business?
One is my wife's a great cook.
Okay.
I hope she's listening. She's a great cook. And second of all, it had to be in 96. I feel like I'm a 96 boy. I know the area. And people tend to take care of their own, which they've proven that because 96 people have been great. So probably in a different setting, I might have been a whole lot more hesitant, but when the opportunity presented itself in 96, it was a no-brainer. I had to go with it.
Well, that's great. That takes takes a lot of effort, and I don't think most people realize how much work there is.
Yes, 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 it is. I mean, it's kind of, you know, kind of like show business.
Right.
You know, you see the finished product, but it's a whole lot of legs up under there paddling, trying to keep you afloat. So it is. It's a lot of work, but you got to go in understanding that it's going to be a lot of work. Just like, you know, being on council.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, most people feel like, hey, they just meet and sit around and talk for a little while. But it's a lot of homework.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of answering questions. It's a lot of behind the scenes that go into it. But it's fun, and you got to be willing to see that aspect of it as well as the seriousness of it also.
Any particular committee or whatever you would like to be on if you were elected?
I have a special spot for streets and sanitation. I think that those guys, you know, if you don't get your trash picked up, hey, think about it. Think about how that looks.
Right.
Think about how that smells.
Exactly.
So if you're not taking care of the nuts and bolts of your area, of your town, then you got a problem. So I think that those guys, along with the police department and the fire department, you can't do without. You know, any of them, the importance is equal, interchangeable.
Sure.
So, but for the most part, and I know, like I say, you got police, you got fire, but I really admire what the Streets and Sanitation Department does in 96, because it's just so many things. Like, they may go from, like I say, trash collecting in the mornings,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, cutting grass at midday, and then, you know, maintenance later on in the afternoon. So you got to be multifaceted to,
right.
to be able to run that job. And I don't think they get enough credit.
Well, I'm sure if any of them are listening, they're saying, you got my vote.
Well, I hope so.
All right. Let's hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll be talking to Chip Griffin, who is running for Ward 4 right there for the town of 96 on town council. We'll be back in just a moment. Hey, if you've got a question for Chip, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today we are talking 96 politics and the upcoming elections. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Gosh, it's a busy day right here at Sharp Facets. Price of gold right now is trading at $1,724, and silver is at $3,361. If you've got gold, if you've got silver, if you've got diamonds, remember, we look at the whole piece of jewelry, not just the gold right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We also buy sterling silver jewelry, coins, and hollowware and flatware in the sterling silver department. So if you've been holding out, hoping that gold would go over $1,700, right now it is $1,724. Don't know what tomorrow will bring, so if it were me, I'd sell today. Hey, I don't hold anything. I turn it over because you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. So come see us. If you've got a question or want to call us, 229-6613. So there you go. Come see us on the gold. Unbelievable. It's made it back over $1,700. Now we are here with Chip Griffin. Those of you from 96, and maybe you didn't know this, if you're not from 96, he's just opened a new restaurant, Chip's Restaurant, right over there, up from the pig, right over there in 96.
That's right.
It's going great. They're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But you're running for town council,
yes.
Ward 4.
Yes.
There are so many aspects to what's going on, but what do you think you bring to the table when it comes to running for this office?
To echo Todd, I'm a great listener, but also action. and service, very service oriented. So, yeah, it's one thing just to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Right.
But it's another to listen, to interpret, and then put it into action. So, I think that that's my thing, being able to take what people are saying, look at where we can go with it, and then actually doing it, actually getting up and doing something about it. And I have a lot of admiration for people that do things like that. I mean, you can go back throughout history. You can look at our leaders of today. You know, they got
up. We can look at the White House, right. I mean, not the White House, at the Congress and the Senate and say, what the heck are you doing?
Right now. But at some point in their careers, you know, they were doing things.
They were movers and shakers.
Right. They got up off the couch and they got into the fray.
Right.
And that's what this country is all about. So, you know, I want to be part of that.
We want to be part of that. Have you ever done anything else political?
Besides, I was on town council before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And when I was growing up, I think I held a few offices. And then I got married in 1990. That's pretty political. that's politics every day.
That is politics. Get along with the same woman every day.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, it's tough sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm still here. Love you, Tawana. I hope you're listening.
Yeah, and Jeff's out there, too. That's my husband. Okay, all right. We're working on it day in and day out. So, you, of course, want to run. You are running for Ward 4. Now, will you be at the meet and greet tomorrow evening?
Yes, I plan on it.
Okay, yes. And that'll be going on. Tell us where that is.
It's at the depot, mm-hmm. Right in the heart of 96, the historical 96 depot.
It just got awarded that,
that's
yes.
That's right. And it's also the home of the senior center where I also work. But it's at 6:30. It's a greet and meet, and then we will answer any questions to the best of our abilities.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you actually, I think what I'm getting from you, you feel that the future can be moved forward over there in 96.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes for small towns, that's a tough job.
Yes. Yes, it is, because you have people that's been there all of their lives, and, you know, they feel like, hey, it's been like this.
This is the way forever. We've always done it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but at some point, you've got to, and in a lot of ways, it's good to recognize your history, it's good to appreciate it, but then you've got to take that and then move it on, pass it to the next generation, and then keep in mind that that's who you're planning for. You know, I hear all this about Social Security. You know, we're not going to have it by the time, I used to be able to say, by the time I retire, but I'm not that far from it now. So it's not that, you know, it's not that way in the distance, but in order to make things better for the next generation, we've got to work now. We can't wait until the next generation. So we've got to lay the groundwork now. And like I said, I want to be part of that.
Now, the tax base, of course, over there in 96, y'all just passed a budget over there, $900,000. How is the tax rate over there in 96?
I think based on my knowledge, mm-hmm. It's going the present administration. They've been very very frugal.
Frugal, yeah, okay.
And they've done well in managing what we have.
Right.
And 96. I have to remind our listeners, 96 is a older community.
Yes.
But we've had a lot of new blood to move in.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to keep that in mind with raising taxes and adding fees. It's got to be a delicate balance in there. So, you know, under these economic times, we can't take any more, you know, too much more coming out of those fixed income checks.
Absolutely.
But we have to make do with what we have, stretch it to the fullest.
Okay. Well, as a new business owner, I'm sure you're aware of what it takes to stretch a dollar.
Yes, yes, all of the time. It's a lot of prayer.
It's a lot of prayer. All right, well, we are almost out of time, Chip. What would you like to say to the listeners right now?
Most of all, of course, vote. Mm-hmm. Remember, November the 8th.
Only election going on is the 96th election.
That's the only election.
Right.
And it's that way for a reason, because it's the most important election. Not only not only in 96, but in the whole state of South Carolina.
Okay.
But seriously, I do want people to know that I will work hard. I've always been a hard worker. I come from a hardworking family, and I understand what it takes to move things forward and how beautiful 96 is, and I will always operate from that basis, that 96 is a beautiful community, the best place in the world to live, and we just want to enhance it.
So that is spoken like a man truly from your heart.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up on November 8th, Ward 4, it is Chip Griffin. He wants your vote.
Thank you.
You are right. Well, we are so glad that you were able to come out and see us. By the way, we want to remind everybody to try out Chip's restaurant Friday, Saturdays, and Sunday. Friday and Saturdays, 11:30 to 8. Sunday brunch, 11:30 to 2.
Right.
To 2.
And we always have special discounts for our seniors. Not that I'm asking, but if you're over 55, we got a discount for you.
All right. Well, there you go. Check it out. And, Chip, thanks so much for coming out here today.
Thank you.
Good luck. All right. We are right here at your favorite radio station. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. We have, I think we have more people we're going to interview another day this week. So you got to stay tuned, all you 96 listeners. And you know we will be over there in 96 this Friday night for football. That's right. Hey, this is WLMA right here in Greenwood. News is up. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.